Blog Talk Radio.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and, of course, Wayne Ramo. What's up, Macaulay? Hello? Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, what's up?
I guess you're pumped up, with this Patriots versus Philly. You didn't hear me.
Oh no, my phone was on it was on mute for some reason. I don't know why. Except I pressed it by accident. Sorry about that.
So good. I thought I was on mute for a second there because I didn't hear what you said. But good to have you here and good to have the listeners listening once again. Appreciate the support from you and the listeners right now. And of course we're gonna lead off with finally the NBA news. The NBA lockout's officially over. We'll lead off with that. Then we'll talk a little NFL football here.
Yep.
Talk about the Jets' win against the Bills, and preview the Giants versus New Orleans Saints, and of course talk about this Patriots versus Eagles game, and lastly, we're going to round it off with, you know, the Survivor Series results, since we were both at the Garden last week. Mm-hmm. Give us our thoughts and talk about what happened this week in WWE. And without any further, let's talk about the NBA lockout. As you guys all know, the NBA lockout is officially over. Well, technically, it's over, but pretty much the owners and the players would have to are expected to ratify the deal. So pretty much the lockout is over, but they're gonna, you know, pretty much talk to all the owners and the players to get their opinion, but it should be a technicality, you know.
Yeah.
Because apparently right now these guys aren't playing right now, so you know they don't want to lose the Christmas game, and it so happens because of this whole bickering that's been going on for like 148 days, I believe.
Yeah.
Now the season's gonna start on Christmas Day, and you know what's the first game that's gonna start the NBA season?
Celtics and Knicks.
That is correct, my friend. You are correct.
Celtics and
Knicks. Hopefully your reward is that Knicks will win Christmas Day.
You better. On Christmas Day, shit. Better.
Yeah, they better win, man.
I'm pumped up.
Yeah. Can't wait. And the free agency starts December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the experts on the deal, Knicks are still in play to get that superstar, that third superstar player. So that's big news there.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Knicks are still in play to get a superstar play, a third superstar player.
Oh, okay.
Which would happen at the end of next year.
Yeah, but not this, this free agency.
Yeah, this free agency, there's not much. I mean, there's some decent players and some players at the, like, you know, Dolan Bear, but I don't think they'll go after him. You know, he's, and, you know, Grant Hill. I'm trying to remember who else is a free agent. Kurt Thomas.
Grant Hill's,
you know,
old
guys who used to, guys, you know, who are kind of towards the tail end of their career. Nobody really that's going to really make an impact on the Knicks.
Yeah, I don't see Grant Hill or Dellenberg or any guy. I mean, is Steve Nash a free agent?
I don't believe so. I think he'll be a free agent. I think, didn't he just recently sign a contract extension? He might be a free agent after this year, I think, maybe.
Oh,
quite possibly.
Okay.
And and the July of 2012, that's when it's gonna get real serious, because Dan Williams, Chris Paul, who Knicks are favorite to get, Dwight Howard, mine's and yours personal favorite that they acquire.
Man,
but
I would do anything to get Dwight. I would massage his feet if he actually just to bring him here to New York.
Pretty sure a lot of New Yorkers would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully, keep my fingers crossed, you know, he comes over here, they could find a way to get Paul and Dwight Howard, but I would assume they would have to sacrifice some of their money, because ideally people are only thinking that Knicks will be able to get three. So I don't know if these guys will, you know, put their, you know, money aside to try to win a championship, but I doubt it. I think... But then again, with three superstar players, they should be able to win. But
yeah,
hey, if they could somehow find a way to get four, I mean, and that'd be
a dream.
The icing on the cake. That would be the real dream team right there. But
yeah, that'd be.
I don't think that'll happen. I think that's just my pipe dream.
Nah, I don't see it happening. But there's always a small chance that could happen.
Yeah.
But that's fairy tale right there.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
Yeah. Yep, that would definitely be a video game right there. Be awesome. But finally, the NBA's coming back.
Yep. I'm excited.
The postseason ended on a horrible note with Knicks getting swept. And Knicks got swept in the postseason and in the regular season. So Knicks, the past season, they were 0-8 against the Celtics.
Yeah, man, they got to have to start punching these Celtics in the mouth or playing dirty like the Celtics do.
Oh, man, the Garnett, like, manhandled us, man.
Man. They have to start hitting people.
Ray Allen, I think he's still draining threes on us.
You need to punch him in his balls when he goes up to shoot. What do you need to do?
Probably still wouldn't be enough, man. That guy got game, man. Like when he was Jesus Shuttlesworth.
The right thing. I mean, I'd do the right thing.
He got game,
yeah.
Oh, man. I think he's going to be a free agent, too, because I think currently right now Celtics have 5 players under contract.
Well, he could shoot. I would want him on my team. He could shoot, man.
Yeah, that's the only guy on the Celtics I don't hate.
Yeah.
That's one guy I wouldn't mind having on the team for like a year or two.
Me, too.
And the guy can still shoot. He's a great character guy. No, I wouldn't mind seeing him on the Knicks for a year or two.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
But
I mean,
I don't know.
He's older, but he could still shoot. Lights out.
Yeah. But yeah, 2012 is when the Knicks, man, is gonna be like a legitimate championship caliber team. I mean, right now they could. I mean, if they could just somehow play defense, man. If they could somehow play defense, they could be a threat, but I don't know. That might be asking a little too much. I think they'll win 40 games and, you know, hopefully win a round or two in the playoffs. But I don't know. Asking for a championship right now, I think they need to continue to build on that foundation.
They need to hire someone who can preach defense to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually they did. They hired the guy from the former head coach of the Hawks. What's his name? Mike, what was the guy's name? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Mike Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
And he's former college teammates with the new Knicks GM, interim GM, Glenn Grunwald.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be if the Knicks go off to a slow start, he might be D'Antoni's successor.
Yeah, I can see it, but they got to do a better job because whatever he's been doing, it hasn't been helping at all.
D'Antoni?
The defensive coordinator guy.
Oh, Woodson? No, but he just came in this year.
Oh, this year?
He came in the off season.
Oh, okay.
He came in the off season. He didn't, because technically Herb Williams was technically the defensive coach. They don't really have, I mean, other than Herb Williams, there's nobody really on the team that really teach defense on the team anyway.
And he was with the Hawks?
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Hawks.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, the black dude, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was the head coach of the Hawks, you know, with Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of those guys.
Yeah, well, you know, his Hawks team didn't play defense themselves. Yeah, you know, they're more offensive team, if I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't really played that well either. I mean, a couple of years ago they played well. I think it was, what was it, 09, 08, they played well.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they've got to the postseason, but, I mean, obviously they haven't done anything really.
Right, exactly. Well, I hope he could, you know, help us. Let's see.
I sure hope so.
I'm playing around, yeah.
Well. And I guess we'll move to the whatchamacallit, to the football right here.
NFL.
Yeah, Jets. They won the game. What was it? I'm trying to remember the score. 30, I think it was 31-28, was it? Wait, I'm trying to remember what the hell. I think that was the score.
The Jazz game?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the heck. The
like 28-24, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I can't. Yeah, I think that was the score.
Yeah, because they were down, I think, 24-21, and they scored
right,
a touchdown.
Right. Yeah, right, sure. Yes, you're right. Exactly.
And at the end, the Buffalo Bills tried to get score a touchdown, but they couldn't. They had the, well, actually, they had the two wide open looks, and the,
oh yeah, towards the end of
the
game.
Ball. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy dropped the ball. He would have easily scored. And then the other play, I can't remember what happened. The ball just the guy was wide open. He would have beat I think who was guarding him at that time? Was it Revis or Cromartie? I can't remember who it was. Someone was guarding the guy. He was wide open, but he dropped the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
And then in the last play, you know, he threw an incomplete pass to end the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was a close game, but Stevie Johnson for the Bills, he stooped, man.
Oh yeah, when he was doing the when he was mocking Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, he caused he got penalized and he cost him yards.
Yep. That pretty much allowed the Jets to come back.
This is why the Bills haven't won a championship in years.
But yeah.
Well, actually, have they ever won a championship?
Never. I don't think they ever won a championship. They went to like 4 Super Bowls in the early 90s, but they.
Well, this is why for stupidity
they
like this.
4 straight Super Bowls, including to your Giants.
Yeah.
With the infamous Norwood.
This is why they haven't won anything.
Yeah. But what else was I saying? Oh yeah, Mark Sanchez. I mean, he's been mostly bad today, but I mean he's had some good moments. I mean, which led to him throwing a career high 4 touchdowns. But he was pretty shaky today. But most importantly, in the fourth, towards the end of the fourth, you know, he got his act together and got them to go past the the Bills.
Yeah, Sanchez has to play much better, and he has to make better decisions.
Yeah, for real.
But they're 6-5 right now, so they're a game behind New England, who's blowing out the Eagles right now.
Yep. I think it was, 31, what was the score, 31-34, 24?
Like 31-13 right now in the third quarter.
Oh, yes, you're right, it was 13, right.
Yeah. So they have the right now it's getting tight.
Yep. And two teams that New Yorkers hate the most in football: Philadelphia Eagles versus the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Both rivals from each team in the New York.
Well, Eagles are losing, so hey, as long as they lose, because they're in our division, so.
Well, yeah. I wish somehow Eagles could get their act together and whoop the Patriots, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, Eagles, Patriots are, schooling them.
Yep. They're just eating them up like a Philly's cheesesteak.
Oh, yep. Exactly. Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, man. Yeah, and Vince Young is starting since Vic. He broke a couple of games ago. He was playing with two broken ribs.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, Vince Young has been playing the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it's not their year pretty much because they're expected to be an all-star dream team, and they've lived far away from their what people predicted them to be.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yep, I agree with you. And it looks like Andy Reid, you know, the great Eagles head coach, looks like he's not going to win anything, you know, with the Eagles. He's been with them ever since the Donovan McNabb era, and looks like I don't know how close he is towards the end of his career, but never know, he could get fired.
Eagles have had their chances. They've had a lot of chances.
Yeah, they went to like four straight NFC championships, and including that one Super Bowl, but of course they lost that.
Mm-hmm.
And Eagles, that's another team that never won a title.
Yeah. Well, Eagles won in, I think they won, didn't they?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they didn't win, but I could be wrong. I'd have to check that out, but I'm pretty sure they haven't won yet.
Yeah, didn't they win in, like, 1980 or something like that?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Oh.
But, yeah, that team's in a tailspin right now.
Yeah.
But
oh well,
that's the Eagles fan. That's the Eagle fans' problem, not mine.
Exactly.
But yeah, the Giants are gonna face New Orleans Saints tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow it's a big game. You know, we have a 2-game losing streak.
Yep.
So we have to win tomorrow, and it's gonna be tough. We're gonna be down in New Orleans facing Mighty Saints. So
yep,
gonna be a good Monday night game tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. You're picking your Giants to win, right?
Of course I am. Have to.
Yeah, I'm picking the Giants. I think they'll, you know.
We have to find a way.
They'll quiet the New Orleans crowd.
It'll be tough, but, you know, we got to find a way to win.
Yeah. I think it'll be a close game, but, you know, Eli will lead them to the victory.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm. But, guess we'll switch gears to the Survivor Series last Sunday.
Yep.
And what a great Survivor Series that was.
Yeah, that was a great one at the Garden. Yeah, it was a good one to watch. First pay-per-view event, and it lived up to expectations.
Yep, that was the first pay-per-view event me or you have ever went to. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And from the first match on, you know, it was pretty much a good pay-per-view event. They had the Dolph Ziggler versus John Morrison.
Yeah.
To the chagrin of the Zack Ryder fans, and they were pretty much chanting, "We want Ryder," from that match on, and throughout the whole night.
Yeah, they should have put it should have been Ryder versus Ziggler.
Yeah, exactly. Because by them doing that, they pretty much, the Ryder fans kind of almost ruined the pay per view event with them chanting, "We want Ryder." Seconds, man.
That was a good moment when Ryder came out and, you know, he beat up Ziggler.
Well, yeah, that was nice. At least they threw, the Ryder fans a bone there by making him come out.
Right, right.
And then afterwards they had the Divas match, which, I mean, it was pretty much a typical Raw Divas match, except for the ending with Beth Phoenix going off the top rope and delivering the aerial glam slam to win the match. So far, both me and you were right. We were both 2-2 with that one. We both predicted Beth would win. We both predicted that Dolph Ziggler would win.
Yep.
Now heading to the Survivor Series match, the traditional 5-5. I predicted Wade to win, and you predicted Randy Orton, and those two guys were actually, you know, the two guys
last
who were,
two survivors.
Yeah, the last two survivors, and here's how it went down. Orton went for the RKO on Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was gonna, I guess, go for the pin on Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett hit the waistline on him and pinned him. So the sole survivors were Wade Barrett and Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
So let me see what else happened after that.
But yeah, unfortunately Randy lost, and you know, even though I thought he was gonna win, but Barrett and Rhodes were the last two survivors.
Yep. That shows you right there that those two guys are gonna get a major push.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what else? Let me see what else happened. What other match? There was the world heavyweight the world heavyweight match. Between Mark Henry and Big Show. I mean, you know, me and you, we're not really fans of the big guy when the big guys fight, but Mark Henry is a gimmick. I mean, you know, really, you know, put that match to make it, you know, respectable.
Yeah.
And the ending, I mean, for some reason, I don't know why I didn't see it coming. I thought it was going to end cleanly, but Mark Henry kicked Big Show in the crotch, so that pretty much by disqualification. And after the match, Mark Henry got manhandled by Big Show when he hurt Big Show's Mark Henry's leg by doing a leg drop on the steel chair.
Right.
And one of the highlights of the match was Big Show doing a flying elbow drop, shades of the late Macho Man Randy Savage, which, you know, the fans gave him tribute. But, here's one of the matches of the night. The CM Punk versus Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a match of the night, yep.
And they had, of course, Alberto Del Rio getting introduced by Ricardo Rodriguez. And the shocker here is for one night only, CM Punk's ring announcer was, of course, the one and only Howard Finkel.
Yeah, that was a classy move.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, man. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, I don't know when I was mentioning it. I don't know if this was during the Divas match or whenever. I was wondering if what's his name, Howard Finkel, was there. But, luckily, you know, he was there. So, he was able to have that magic moment.
And jumping in the crowd afterwards, crowd surfing.
Yeah, CM Punk got the win via the Anaconda Vice, making Alberto Del Rio tap out. So that's probably, you know, his biggest championship win.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe I think that even overshadows his SummerSlam win in Chicago, which pretty much got him on this major push he's been getting.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, MSG, crowd screaming, got Howard Finkel, you know, announcing your match. I mean, can't beat that. And last but not least. The icing on the cake, the main event, was, of course, The Rock and Cena versus Austin Truth. And I don't know about you, but I was pretty surprised that the Rock was so dominant. I mean, I know he's going to have a good match, but I didn't expect him to dominate like that.
Yeah, he still has it. He proved that he still has some gas left in the tank. A lot of gas.
Oh, yeah. And Cena got booed out of the arena.
And rock bottom.
And rock bottom at the end of the match. And Rock ended the pay-per-view by hitting up people's elbow to win the match. Like you mentioned, after the match, the rock bottom Cena.
Yeah, you're right.
The WWE title, WrestleMania 27. All he did was some trash on him. You know, he's like, oh, geez, shucks, you know, we got you. Instead of dogging on the Rock, he's, you know, he's taking smack on, you know, talking smack to Austin Reed, which helps us lead.
Yeah.
Why? It's because R-Truth pretty big. That's pretty much going to kill all the men.
Yep.
Adrian Moon's Daniel Bryan, he cashed in the Money in the Bank, but unfortunately Mark Henry wasn't cleared for he wasn't cleared to wrestle, so his championship reign is null and void. So he's still not the champion, but he did win the Fatal 4-Way at SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So this live on SmackDown, Tuesday Live SmackDown, he's going to compete against Mark Henry in a steel cage, so he could try to potentially win his first ever title. And
Mick Foley at Survivor Series.
What you said?
Should have cashed Survivor Series.
Exactly. That would have made Survivor Series even better if he would have did that.
Yep.
Because Big Show didn't Big Show not come out?
And
then, right. He did the leg drop on his leg and.
Oh yeah.
That would have been the perfect time because fans were chanting, let's go. They were chanting, Daniel Bryan.
Right.
That would have been the perfect shot for them to do it, but then. They did it on SmackDown. I mean, just days later. I mean, come on. Survivor Series would have been a perfect time for them.
Better at the Garden.
Well, hopefully he wins it on Tuesday. But then again, what happens to the Money in the Bank? Will they have a tournament to decide who's the new Money in the Bank winner? Or, I don't know how they're going to do that if he wins.
I don't know. We'll just have to see and what happens.
And, yeah, the Cody Rhodes feud is, starting with Cody Rhodes dropping water on Big Show's, Booker T's face, which is right now the worst thing WWE can do now because they can't do chair shots or anything like that. So,
right.
Again, throwing water in your face is the worst thing that could happen to you.
Booker T to kick his ass, watch.
Yeah, most likely. Unless if the title's not on the line, then I see Cody Rhodes holding onto the title for a long time.
Yeah.
But know what time it is, folks. We went a little overtime here, but I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I want to thank you, Macaulay, for being on the air with me.
Nope, anytime.
I want to thank you, folks, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. You guys next week.
Later.